This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You may dial toll-free. Join us right here on the radio waves. Our number, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Conan.
And Daryl.
Telling the sad story of the fall of a once great darknet marketplace, Alphabay, one of the top, arguably the top, darknet marketplace in the world. For those of you just tuning in, that means that it was a online location that one could go and experience a relatively free marketplace, a place where anyone who had something to sell was able to sell that thing and do it anonymously, do it to where the seller and the buyer were both anonymous. The operators of the website were also anonymous, although now one of them has allegedly been revealed as Alexander Cazes, a 26-year-old Canadian citizen, or I guess I should say he was a 26-year-old Canadian citizen. He's been found dead in the Thailand jail that he was being held in, pending extradition to the United States on criminal charges. According to the Wall Street Journal, on Wednesday, he was found hanged in his prison cell at the Narcotics Suppression Bureau in Bangkok, Thailand. The death of the alleged Alphabay operator was confirmed by a spokesbureaucrat for Canada's Foreign Affairs Department on Thursday. However, she declined to comment further on the case due to privacy reasons. According to the Bangkok Post, the body of Mr. Cazes was found by a duty officer who noticed a towel hanging from the toilet door in his cell. When the officer entered the cell where the suspect was held alone, he found Cazes dead. Authorities believe the suspect used the towel to hang himself. You buy that one, Conan?
I don't know. I don't know enough about this story. I know it wouldn't be the first time someone was found in the back of the cruiser or in the, you know, in the waiting cell to be convicted, beat up.
I wouldn't imagine
bruises on their necks, or you know, hole in the crack in the side of their head. You know, these things happen.
Yeah, I mean, certainly the Thailand goons, the cops there, could very well have extinguished this guy. But on the other hand, he may realize he's going to spend the rest of his life in prison, and
have been executed, because the Thai police and the Thai justice system is not easy on, you know,
drug dealers. Right.
So, you know, he probably realized he was going to die soon anyway.
And what else was taking place on this site? You said you were talking about the Silk Road had rules against selling anything that would cause harm to other people.
Right. So no poisons. No, I believe they had a ban on child pornography.
Ban on weapons.
Well, then the Silk Road did launch a weapons site called the Armory at some point. It was short-lived. It never took off because it's relatively hard to ship guns through the mail.
What type of business was this Alphabay in?
What were they allowing? Yeah.
So according to the site that I'm at right now, TheVerge.com, they were selling drugs. They were also selling firearms, mm-hmm. Stolen credit card numbers.
Yeah.
And that's something else that I believe the Silk Road did not allow was personal information.
So isn't that interesting? The government, to supposedly send a message, went after heavily the Silk Road administrators, specifically Ross Ulbricht, who now has a double life sentence plus 40 years sentence.
Correct.
For the dastardly crime of creating this website. And the judge in that case made a big to-do about how she wanted to send a message to the rest of the world and the other operators of these, you know, or potential operators
and
of these markets.
And mentioned this charge, an unfiled charge.
Of
which
murder.
Basically,
for hire.
Murder for hire, unfiled charge, which means that some government officials somewhere allege something. They've never formally brought a charge.
Right.
There's never been a conviction for this charge. But even if there was a conviction for this charge, when there's an alleged murder for hire where someone does not die, the sentence is 10 years.
So
because of this allegation of something that was never actually filed, never actually proven,
it's
double
terrible.
Life sentence plus 40 years.
Well, and you know, beyond that, she would have even if they hadn't dragged the BS murder allegations out, she still would have thrown the book at him to teach people a lesson. But the irony is that by shutting down the Silk Road, which had some level of standards as far as what they would sell, they then made room for sites like Alphabay, which weren't so discriminatory,
mm-hmm.
where you could sell weapons, where you could sell maybe poisons or whatever else. You know, maybe there was no restricted category on Alphabay. I honestly don't know if they had any restrictions at all. I have seen the site. It was a nice-looking site. The search function, you know, operated very, very well. It was a very, very popular site for good reason. It was a usable site, but, you know, maybe they made room for some dastardly people to come in when they got rid of Ross Ulbricht from running the Silk Road, what I'm saying. The government created a worse problem than they originally
had. And the other question, of course, is, was Alphabay even legit?
What do you mean?
Or was it one of these exit strategies?
Well, when there's an exit scam, the alleged operator does not wind up dead in a Thai prison.
Well, that's what they're telling us, and I don't know this guy.
Well,
so are you saying that the guy didn't actually die in a Thai prison, that there is no Thai prison? Thailand doesn't even exist. Nothing.
Well,
it could be something.
Like, how far down this rabbit hole are you going, Conan?
Could be some homeless bum they picked up off the street.
Well, apparently Kazes does have a wife, so you might be able to ask her. He's been living in Thailand, according to BitcoinMagazine.com, for 8 years working as a computer programmer. The criminal court in Thailand issued a warrant for his arrest on June 30th at the request of U.S. law enforcement authorities. According to the Bangkok Post, during the arrest on July 5th in the Thawi Wattana district of Bangkok, investigators seized 4 Lamborghini cars and 3 houses worth approximately 400 million baht in total, which is nearly 12 million in U.S. currency. So, I mean, if this guy was just a regular old computer programmer, he sure was spending a lot of his money on Lamborghinis and houses. Alphabay was founded in December of 2014, taking the place of the Silk Road Marketplace, which was seized by the FBI in October of 2013. Now, remember, after Silk Road went down, it was about a month later that Silk Road 2.0 came online, and then about a year from that date, Silk Road 2.0 was also taken down.
Silk Road 2.0 infiltrated from the start.
That's right. That's right. Because the feds had busted one of the Silk Road 1.0 administrators quietly. They then subsumed took over access to his administrative account. So the federal government then had a back door into the administrative level of the entire Silk Road. They didn't have a back door.
They had a front door. They had a master key.
Yeah, but
plus
no one
they
knew
left
it.
The windows open.
Right, but nobody knew that they were doing that. So they had full access, administrative access to the Silk Road, and they kept their guy, their undercover agent, deep undercover there, thinking, you know, making the rest of the admins believe that he was still, I forget the dude's, who it was, I forget the person that they busted, but making them think that he was still that anonymously named character, because again, these are just anonymous usernames. You don't know who's behind that username. In fact, the Dread Pirate Roberts administrator account switched from different people over the time frame. We don't know how many people were Dread Pirate Roberts on the Silk Road, but it seems like it was at least more than one of them. And so, anyway, somebody was still operating this administrative account. They were still doing their administrative duties. So the federal agent was in there acting as an administrator of the Silk Road all the way through the very end of Silk Road 1.0. And then when the old administrators from Silk Road 1.0 who hadn't gotten arrested, because first they just arrested Ross Ulbricht, then later they went after the rest of them. So the other admins, including the federal agent that you were talking about, Daryl, they formed Silk Road 2.0, which meant that there was federal infiltration from day number one or day number zero of Silk Road 2.0. They let that one roll for a year before finally swooping in and busting, I think it was Blake Benthal, who ultimately took a plea deal. I wonder if he's been sentenced yet, because I know that Andrew Michael Jones, who was one of the Silk Road admins, who actually came here to Keene, New Hampshire, and visited our social Sundays at one point in the past, I wonder if he's been sentenced, because I've been checking in on that every few months to see, and last time I looked was like a month ago, and he had not been sentenced yet. So, you know, some of these cases are still in play, and then when they took Silk Road 2 down, it was the month after that that Alpha Bay launched, and they've been going strong ever since until last week. We'll continue with more. You can share your thoughts. It's Free Talk Live.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now, 1-800-660-1581. That's 1-800-660-1581. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now, 1-800-660-1581. 1-800-660-1581. 1-800-660-1581.
Join me, George Norrie, in Joshua Tree, California, May 19th through the 22nd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of in-depth exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. The conference will feature panels, lectures, films, workshops, and field work with leading experts, including me, Dr. Stephen Greer, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Corey Good, Graham Hancock, Linda Moulton Howe, Jim Mars, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and many, many more are the biggest names in ufology. Joshua Tree Retreat Center offers the perfect place for sightings through the clear desert sky. Last year, hundreds saw several real craft up there, as we reported on Coast to Coast. Tickets to Contact in the Desert are available at contactinthedesert.com. That's contactinthedesert.com, or by calling 323-721-1743. That's 323-721-1743.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
When fresh liquid whey is processed into a dry powder, the special proteins that make up the whey lose their original shapes. They fold in on themselves and lose their functional value. One World Whey undergoes a technological enhancement that we believe restores these potent proteins back to their original shapes the body can use.
I chose to try One World Whey first before going to a doctor who would likely only prescribe drugs. To my delight, it worked. After stabbing pain for years, to have it completely gone is a miracle. I'd like to also stress that, for me, it took several months of taking One World Whey before I had improvement, and then an entire year for my gut to feel 100% healed. So now I tell my friends, give your body time to make use of the healing power of One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
All right. right. It's Free Talk Live. You can join us here on the radio. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And we're talking about the fall of Alphabay, the up until about a week and a half ago, the most popular darknet marketplace in the world, where thousands of people on a daily basis were trading Bitcoin. Wasn't Alphabay one of the ones that started taking Monero? I think so. I think they made headlines, and they actually boosted the Monero price. Like, Monero shot up as soon as Alphabay announced they were officially going to take it. Monero is one of the competitors to Bitcoin in the darknet, or not darknet, but in the cryptocurrency sphere. So I was just looking a moment ago at Blake Benthal, who was ostensibly the administrator of Silk Road 2.0, which, again, was a predecessor of Alphabay. So Silk Road 1.0 got taken down, and then a year later they took down Silk Road 2.0, which was easy for them because they were in on it from the get-go, the federal government. And Blake Benthal was the one who was getting all the news headlines as the alleged administrator. But I was wondering, you know, whatever happened to this guy? Because Silk Road 1.0, Ross Ulbricht, he got a lot of press. We followed that story very closely here on Free Talk Live all the way through his trial. Some of our hosts went to the trial and, you know, were watching it and protesting outside. So there was a big deal surrounding that. And, you know, the news headlines of Blake Benthal getting arrested just sort of fizzled out. I mean, he got some headlines initially when the site was taken down and he was arrested. But after that, it just kind of disappeared from view. And so I pulled up Pacer, which is the federal government's federal court system search tool.
Yes.
And it's a terrible tool that, at the very least, it will give you the information, but they charge you page by page for whatever it is you want to see. They will give you $15 worth, I believe, per quarter for free.
I think it's $25.
Has it gone up to $25 worth? Okay, I thought it was $15, but anyway, they'll give you some amount of money's worth of free.
And there's also a browser plugin called Recap.
Yep.
To where if somebody has looked at the docket that you're wanting to look at, you can view those things for free.
Right.
Because they're, you know, scanned and put into the public archive.
Correct.
And mentioning Ross Ulbricht, he was recently moved out of Manhattan. The family was not notified.
Really?
Until a couple of days later. He's now in Colorado.
In a Supermax or something like that, where they put him, do you know?
I'm on the Free Ross website, where they have finally been able to update the mailing address.
Right.
USP Florence High.
Well, we knew something like that was coming. Somebody had said that they were likely going to move him because now that he's been finally, like, he's gone through his first level of appeal.
Well, he's still got, you know, another appeal or two that he can do.
And supposedly they are going to do another appeal.
Right,
so.
But the fact that they've moved him...
But he's been sentenced, so he can be moved around.
Completely across... Well, he was sentenced before the first appeal.
That's true.
But the fact that they've moved him completely across the country from Manhattan to Colorado means that...
Means mom's got to move to Colorado now.
Mom's going to have to wind up moving, and it's not going to really be easy to correspond with lawyers in Manhattan that are filing things
in
Manhattan.
What was the last update on Blake on the Pacer?
Well, that's what's weird, Conan. So I'm on Pacer. I've got the docket here from Blake Benthal's case, which opened back in 2014. And then in 2015, so now more than 2 years ago, in March of 2015, there was an affirmation in support of the government requesting a 30-day continuance until the 22nd of April 2015. There's no further entries since that time.
You got a deal. He's living under an assumed name somewhere. He snitched everyone out, and he's living comfortably somewhere.
That's what makes, you know, I'm very curious to know what that means, and I think it could very well be something like you're suggesting, Conan. And there's, of course, no news coverage of what happened to Blake Benthal. Daryl, you said you found something about a partner of his that might have been sentenced to 8 years?
Yeah, I... am not on that page anymore, but one of the other guys that was
the one that wasn't
the operators wound up getting 8 years after pleading guilty to distribution of cocaine, heroin, and methamphetamines.
Oh, I see. Which, by the way, Ross Ulbricht, the Silk Road founder, wasn't really selling drugs. He sold some mushrooms, allegedly, in the very beginning, just to kind of get the site started. But otherwise, he was just a programmer. So anyway, we're back to the story about Alphabay, which is the latest takedown. They'd existed for about 2.5 years, starting in December of 2014, after the fall of Silk Road 2.0. By the way, there is a Silk Road 3.0 that came after 2.0, and apparently it's still online. I have not been back to that site. I visited it just to, you know, I've checked out a lot of these sites because I'm fascinated by the darknet marketplaces. And my first thought about Silk Road 3.0 is, well, we know Silk Road 2.0 was infiltrated from day one by a federal agent. There's no reason to believe that Silk Road 3.0 is also not infiltrated from day one.
Yeah, who in their right mind would want to use that brand?
It's amazing.
It's tainted.
But yet it's one of the top five sites right now, according to...
Interesting.
I haven't yet found a list of darknet sites by listing number, because that would be a way to kind of see who's got the most activity.
And that's one of the things that, you know, it's kind of difficult to constantly have an accurate number. You could have a range...
changing day.
They have somewhere around 20,000. They have somewhere around 200. And
well,
I think that Alphabay had close to like 200,000 or 300,000 listings.
Really?
When they were taken down, which is like 10 times more than the Silk Road ever had.
I mean, can you verify that? Because that seems unbelievably large to me. I mean, it's possible, I suppose. What do we see? A news story recently out of the UK that 1 out of 4 drug users admitted to having bought their drugs on a darknet marketplace.
In the last year.
Yeah, so it seems like it's been getting much more popular, but hundreds of thousands of listings? Maybe over a year, but not in... Not at any moment. I'd be shocked by that.
And I just looked at that facility that Ross is located in, the USP Florence High, is a high security federal prison.
Okay.
There's also a Supermax on the same complex.
Got it.
But they're differentiated, so there's Florence High and Florence ADX.
So Alphabay was founded in December of 2014. Andrei Barisevich, the director of the threat intelligence company Recorded Future Incorporated, told the Wall Street Journal that Alphabay not only focused on the sale of drugs, but also allowed the advertising of products and services that other underground markets prohibited, such as stolen credit card numbers and online fraud tutorials. The researcher stated Alphabay sold more than $5 million worth of stolen credit card information in the first half of 2017 alone. Nicholas Christian, an associate research professor at Carnegie Mellon University studying underground marketplaces, said the total sales on Alphabay had an average of $600,000 to $800,000 per day.
And I did verify there's actually a website, alphabaymarket.com, that says that Alphabay Market had more than 225,000 listings.
That's amazing.
150,000 of them were drugs.
At one moment. At one point in time.
Yes.
Presumably right before they got taken down.
Yes.
That's incredible. The toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. We continue here. Who will be its successor? Will it be Dream Market? Will it be Silk Road 3.0? Who is the number one site now? Those are two of the top ones. Hansa Market, also one of the top ones. I'm not sure what which one of those has the top number of listings. More coming up here. This is Free Talk Live.
Val, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aroni what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to Superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. That's 800-281-4224.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. We're talking about darknet marketplaces, one of the more fascinating technologies out there in the world that I'm a big fan of because I think it saved people's lives. I think that darknet markets have brought a level of safety to black market drug transactions that have never existed prior to the darknet markets, because they brought a level of competition that never existed, where vendors from around the globe can compete for international business instead of just, you know, whatever street drug dealers there are who might be fighting with violence over turf in, let's say, cities like Chicago or wherever. You have a group of anonymous people who are still in open competition with one another for price and quality and service on these darknet markets. They all have ratings that
and that's left. The biggest thing. Because on the streets, if you buy something from, you know, Johnny down the street, and he says this is, you know, 100% pure fill in the blank, and you get it tested, and it's 90%, and you go tell Johnny, hey, your stuff's only 90%, why'd you say it's 100? He's going to not wind up saying, oh, sorry, I was wrong. If you're lucky, he only punches you in the face.
Or you do find a good Johnny on the street who actually sells legit stuff, and he gets taken down 2 weeks later, and then you've got to go find another guy,
well,
which is hard to do.
Not only that, but you know, it's the whole thing of, you know, you can actually give reviews honestly, without having to worry about your personal safety.
That's a great point. Yeah, so there's a lot of different things that the darknet marketplace is.
Let's just say instead of you going to Johnny and saying, hey, Johnny, this stuff was bunk, you tell all of your friends, and then it comes back to Johnny, hey, I've heard you've been S-talking me.
Right. Yeah, that's bad.
You've been ruining my reputation, Conan.
I think it would be very interesting, and they have enough drug warriors out there doing their thing, using taxpayer money, fighting this never-ending war, to just do a real simple, do some simple data collecting, and to, you know, so heroin is the big thing right now, all the deaths, all the fentanyl deaths.
Yeah.
And to go through all the casualties and see how many of them were street purchased versus how many of them were bought online. I just want to see those stats. I would be willing to bet. I would be willing to bet that hardly any of them come from people who have done their due diligence, their research, and have bought online from reputable merchants.
Yeah, most of that stuff is going to be the real deal because they have to compete in that marketplace. Even though they're anonymous, they still have that reputation they need to uphold because they want to keep getting business from people. So I think the darknet marketplace is really, they don't get the respect that they deserve. And, of course, obviously drug warriors aren't going to give them respect.
Right.
But they have saved, I'm certain they have saved lives. The only question is, you know, how many? And I suspect it's more than you probably might imagine. But Alphabay's gone. Does that mean it's the end of darknet marketplaces? Well, no, certainly not. Although we are having...
It's the Hydra. You cut off one head, and five more are going to pop up.
Especially if you can make millions of dollars every year.
$600,000,
$800,000
a day.
That's total sales. So they were making, let's say, 3% of that.
Alphabay was making 3.5% commission, according to Deep.Web. DreamMarket makes 4%.
So, yeah, so, I mean, even at $600,000 per day, I mean, at 3.5%, that's, you know, that's a cool $21,000 per day. Times 365. They don't take time off.
That'll get you a couple Lamborghinis and
$7.6 million in 1 year. I mean, that's not too shabby, right?
Not bad. Not bad at all.
But unfortunately, you know, a lot of these guys, they don't know when to quit. And so the dude had four Lamborghinis, four houses in Thailand. And had he just said, you know, when he got his second Lamborghini and his second house, had he just said, you know what, I think it's time to call it a day. And he could have sold his interest in the site, you know, or he could have just shut the thing down.
And, right, and that was going to be my question is, how do you wind up, you know, getting out? Because if you just close down the site, then everybody...
You put a notice up.
Oh, this was a scam, blah, blah, blah.
You don't
blah,
do
blah.
That. You do what they did with the Agra Marketplace, which is, to my understanding, the most successful competitor to Silk Road. They started up at the very end of Silk Road's run, the first Silk Road, and they ran for, like, I don't know, 2 years, maybe three, somewhere in the, again, it's like 2 to 3 seems to be the length of time these things tend to max out at. But Agra Marketplace, which is an interesting name, it suggests that the administrator might actually be a libertarian because Agora is a fairly common theme within the libertarian movement. Agorism.
Well, Agora is also the Greek word for
market.
Marketplace.
Yeah,
so he called this thing marketplace.
Yes, that's correct.
But listen to the guy over here.
But it's an indicator that it's likely somebody who's a libertarian because...
The grammar patriot.
You know, on the Silk Road, Ross Ulbricht and some of the admins there were libertarians. Ross even had a book club, the Dread Pirate Roberts book club, where he would recommend libertarian reading for the people who are on the site. And so that's just my speculation. I don't think it's an uneducated guess, Daryl, given that one of the admins of the Silk Road came to Keene, New Hampshire and hung out with us. We didn't know this at the time.
Right, but
he
that doesn't
here.
Mean that one of the admins of Agora Marketplace.
No, it doesn't mean that. But given that that's a word that you really only hear in libertarian circles, I would say that's a pretty fair
guess. So how did the marketplace exit out?
They put up a notice saying they were going to close down after like 3 weeks.
They gave everybody the opportunity to pull their listings.
To pull your stuff out. So, and they did what they said they were going to do. They said they were going to close in 3 weeks, and they closed it down, and they never came back. And there was speculation that they had gotten wind that they were being investigated or whatever, because a lot of times, as we saw with the Silk Road, there were undercover agents for the federal government who were selling information to the Silk Road about the investigations that were going on. So it wouldn't surprise me if somebody somehow at the agro marketplace caught wind, maybe from one of the federal agents for a payoff, that they were being investigated and said, you know what, we've been in business for 2 years, this has been a success, let's call it a day. And then they gave their 3 weeks notice, let their users take their Bitcoin out of the system, and shut it down and never came back. Whereas every other site either gets taken down by the federal government or they do an exit scam where they run with people's money. I don't know of any others. Maybe there's been one. I mean, I haven't kept close tabs on them because there's dozens of these sites now, so you couldn't possibly follow along with all of them. But, you know, back in the day, there was only like a handful of them. And so it was easier to kind of keep tabs on them. But I don't know of any other sites that exited honorably, right? Like there were people who were either busted and they had to close, or they, you know, were stealing money from people, except for Agro Marketplace. Anyway, some of the users on the r/darknetmarket subreddit on Reddit blamed the vulnerabilities of Alphabay for the shutdown of the website. One independent researcher, Gwern, wrote, quote, an AB vulnerability leading to an IP leak or other de-anonymization issue would not be a surprise. How many bugs were there over the years reported here in this subreddit? Seemed like private messages were leaked every couple of months, and for every bug you see, there's a dozen you don't. I started being surprised a long time ago that AB was still around, and AB means Alphabay, was still around outliving so many apparently better-run darknet markets, having neither exit scammed nor been hacked nor been raided. Perhaps its time was simply up.
Yep.
And so that is the end of Alphabay. But again, as I said, who will be its successor? Which of the top darknet market sites is going to take its place at the top of the rankings? There's one called Dream Market. There's another called Hansa. There's Silk Road 3.0, which just screams federal honey trap.
I'm looking on deep.web. There's one called House of Lions Market.
That's a new one, right?
New-ish.
I was reading the ones that are considered the top markets.
Apparently, it used to be known as Leo Market. And then in the forum, there's a note that says limited opportunity for Alphabay vendors. So they seem to be recruiting vendors from Alphabay.
Right. So if you want to join us here, you can weigh in with your thoughts. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. According to darkwebnews.com, the top five markets were Alphabay, Dream Market, Silk Road 3, Crypto Market, which is linked as down, and then Hansa Marketplace. Those were the top ones. And then below that, there are literally dozens more. So there's plenty of choice out there in that marketplace. You can join us here and take control of the airwaves. It is Free Talk Live. Moments remain. Enough time for you.
Dash is digital cash, a digital currency designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime, for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is the first digital money that's governed by its users. Join Dash and help us build a better financial system for everyone. Find out more at dash.org. That's dash.org.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit portable affordablesolarllc.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at portablesolarllc.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to portablesolarllc.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live. You can dial on in toll-free and join us here. And take control of the airwaves at 855-450-FREE. Like Freedom, that's 855-450-3733. I should mention that the Free Talk Live AMP program does accept Bitcoin. So, if you've been thinking about getting behind Free Talk Live and supporting us for $5 a month, you can also do that with Bitcoin as well as your credit card or PayPal. So head over to amp.freetalklive.com. ampamp.freetalklive.com. If you appreciate the news coverage of important events to liberty-minded folks that we do here, the opinions, the pro-freedom viewpoints that you get 7 nights a week here on Free Talk Live, then please get behind the show. Help us get this message of freedom and peace and liberty on as many radio stations as possible, into as many internet connections as possible. Just go to amp.freetalklive.com to get signed up there. And again, you can use PayPal, credit card, Bitcoin. You'll get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only podcast, and the AMP-only Facebook group, and more. Go get all the details and get signed up. And also, you get the new perk, which is the AMP badge, the Free Talk Live badge for the new Free Talk Live forum. So the other forum members will know that you are a Free Talk Live AMP.
But it doesn't grant you extra rights, because badges don't grant extra rights.
That's, at least at this point, the case over at AMP. ampamp.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones, and then a little bit more about darknet marketplaces. But first, Randy in Oklahoma, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Randy.
Hey, what's your old background? I mean, your bios and what you are about, how you feel about our security. And I mean, I was listening the other night, and all you guys really want to do was bash police forces. I don't understand it.
Well, first of all, that's not all we want to do. We are frequently critical when the police do the wrong thing, but if the police get it right, then I will, you know, be the first to praise them for getting it right. I've actually helped the police conduct real criminal investigations here in Keene, New Hampshire, when they were actually looking for real criminals who hurt real people. But when the police are going after victimless criminals, like, let's say, someone who programs a website, like we're just talking about now, the Silk Road, then I've got a real problem with them doing that. So I don't, why does my background even matter?
Or even something they do a lot more often, where down near the college on Thursday, Friday, Saturday nights, as college girls are walking from one dorm to another, they'll wave them over as soon as they step onto the sidewalk. They give them a citation for open container public. It's not an open container in public when they're in the grass, but as soon as they step on the sidewalk, open container
in
public.
That's a crime. When they harass innocent, peaceful people like that for non-crimes or victimless crimes, that's when I got a problem with that. And I don't see what my background has anything to do with me having an opinion about that.
I was just asking because, I mean, I listen to you guys. I have for about a month now, and it just seems like there's a lot of talk going on with not a lot of knowledge.
Well, what would you say we're ignorant about, please?
Well, I didn't say ignorant. I just said there's not a lot of knowledge.
It's well, when like, you don't have knowledge, that's the definition of ignorant.
And you guys always talk over people, too. That's always a plus.
You've had plenty of chance to talk here. We asked you. You said we don't have knowledge. We pointed out that the absence of knowledge is the definition of ignorance.
Okay. What are we ignorant about?
It may just be because I'm from the Midwest, you guys are from where you're at, but I just don't understand how you guys can grasp talking about things on only your level to where you think that you're right all the time. Is it because you're from New Hampshire and we're from Oklahoma and you got guys calling from everywhere? I mean, it seems like to me, I mean, of course,
I was born and raised in Florida.
I understand Sarah. She's kind of out there. But then you got this Stefan dude who works at some, you know, GameStop kind of place, lives in his mom's basement, and Skypes you guys all the time. It seems like you never get to any real topics.
I'm not sure what you consider to be a real topic. So, number one, you've accused us of being ignorant. We've asked you, what are we lacking knowledge on? You haven't answered. But now you're claiming we don't talk about real topics.
We spent the entire first hour talking about this new cable that the U.S. government sent to every government around the globe saying, give us information on every person that's bound for the United States or else we'll put sanctions on you.
Right. And then
that seems to be a real topic.
And then
to
in
me.
The last hour,
so
we've been talking about.
You guys are okay with anybody just coming in and wanting to do whatever they want here? I understand people coming here for vacation. I travel the country. I travel the world. That's what I do. But it seems like you guys are okay with anybody that just wants to come in. I mean,
yeah,
don't
freedom,
you believe
baby.
In vetting? I mean, don't you
believe
want
in
them
freedom?
To vet us when we
don't
go somewhere?
You? Don't you believe in freedom? No, I don't want to be vetted. I just want to be able to go where I want to go.
I truly believe in freedom. I mean, I believe in the freedom we all have and the freedom everybody fought for. I mean, I had two cousins in the Pentagon when it got hit.
Well, you either believe in freedom or you believe in having to bend over for the government. Which one is it?
Well, I don't believe in bending over for anybody, so the government doesn't have anything to do with it. I mean,
but yes,
like
well, then who do you want to do the security? Who do you want to do the security if you don't want it to be the government?
That doesn't mean bending over.
Yes.
I would say taking your shoes off at the airport and walking through a special scanner is bending over.
Well, then I guess we have different views on security.
Yeah, that's right. I support freedom. I support the marketplace deciding on security. If an airline wants to have a certain level of security, then that's their business. It's their private property. But to have the government force a set of security restrictions or qualifications down the throats of every airline, I think's wrong. What about you?
Well, and actually what's happened is back in the 70s, the airlines asked the government to take over security for their airlines because they didn't want to do it.
Well,
there, Randy?
I'm here. I guess we're kind of at a stalemate then.
Okay, well, we can disagree about that, but you also said, you know, we're not talking about real topics, so there was one that Daryl gave you as an example. But the other thing is, you know, we've been talking about these dark net marketplaces, which are a very important topic to those of us who want to see an end to the insane war on drugs.
And the conversation always goes to whoever calls in. I mean, Stefan called in, and we talked about that for 10 minutes, but then Jimmy called in.
I'm a low-tech redneck, so this dark net market stuff, I have no clue what that means. So, but
right,
I am
why
learning
I
a lot
it.
From you guys, and I do appreciate that.
Well, that's why we always take the time to explain, you know, what these things are. You know, we explained the darknet markets and what they are when we started the discussion. And as Conan just pointed out, it's open phones every night. So if you feel like we're not covering the important issue that you want to hear commented on, then it's up to you to call in and bring it up. So what do you think? What's your number one issue right now, Randy?
You don't want to know my issue, but I enjoy you guys go back and forth. I'm on a tractor in the middle of a field right now working for you guys. But
I really enjoy
the conversations you guys have. I just wish I was more knowledgeable about where you're at on stuff.
Well, okay, that's okay. That's why we're having these conversations.
I mean, I'm learning stuff from you guys. And we learn things from
our callers. I mean, I've learned a lot from our callers over the years. And so, you know, hey, we want to make sure that we're communicating when we are talking about a newer concept like a darknet market or a Bitcoin or something like that. It's always very important to me that we can do our best to try to boil these issues down, which can be very technical.
I actually Googled the Bitcoin stuff the other night about 11 o'clock, and I learned a lot about it.
So. Yeah.
I don't know if there's a lot about that stuff going on here in Oklahoma where I'm from.
There's actually a medical facility in Oklahoma that accepts Bitcoin.
Which one? Do you know?
I forget the name of it, but we talked about it very briefly last night, and actually one of our friends, Pete had surgery there a couple of years ago.
And he paid in Bitcoin.
Yes, he did.
Of course, the one night I wasn't listening, you guys talked about something there.
So here, just consider this an open invitation. I know you're, you know, a busy man. You're working out in the field. I get that, and I appreciate that. I'm glad that, you know, somebody's out there feeding us. So, you know, there's definitely some appreciation there.
Thank you for your service.
And we don't have to agree to have a conversation and to try to, you know, learn what each person believes about various different issues. So, you know, consider an open invitation. If you get a break on the tractor for, you know, a few minutes, call in. Frequently, our weekday shows are wide open phones. So, you know, that's why Stefan gets in every night, because there's nobody else on home. There's no one else on hold. And Sarah. I mean, that's why you keep hearing from the same people.
That girl needs some help.
Even though we are, she's getting plenty of help from the welfare department.
But that's not the help he's saying. I got you.
But, you know, we love hearing from people that disagree or with questions or whatever. So, you know, consider it an open invitation. Even though this is a national radio show, even though we literally have 170 radio affiliates from coast to coast, they're not all on at the same time. So some take us on Saturday, some take us on weekdays, some take us delayed, some take us live. So how many of them are actually live, I don't know. But the participation level, we'd love to have that increase, and especially we'd love to hear from people that don't always agree. So
yes.
I appreciate the invite, and Tracker drives itself, so I will be calling you guys.
Perfect. All right, thanks, Randy, for the call. Right.
I want to know more about these self-driving tractor things.
Another night.
Especially because you know, like John Deere is saying, you can't work on your own tractor because intellectual property. Let's talk about that.
What would Sarah think about self-driving tractors?
Watch out for the kangaroo.
See you tomorrow. FreeTalkLive.com.
You have probably heard about Bitcoin and virtual currencies, but you don't really know what to do next. Maybe you feel like they have already passed you by. Nothing could be further from the truth. Bitcoin is an emergent technology still. It is still in beta and sweeping the globe. All the information you need to learn about Bitcoin is at Bitcoin.com. Go to your browser, type in Bitcoin.com, choose a wallet program, get Bitcoins, and then spend Bitcoins. Bitcoin.com, the only site you need to know for virtual currencies. Bitcoin.com.
What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin. But imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com.
When you're young, you trade your health for wealth. In turn, when you're old, you trade your wealth for health. AirLife is here to help you save a little of both. AirLife is the top seller of replacement pads for the ElectroBreeze, the Micro Power Guard, the Air Ranger, and many more. ElectroBreeze replacement pads have been tested to perform in all polarized media air cleaners. If you need replacement filter pads, visit us at AirLife1.com or call 800-916-7873.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.